Komoeawa Tamanui, France and Tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Ngāpuhi e Ngāpuhi Elder Waihoroi Shortland says David Seymour's words and actions at Waitangi shows he has a major problem interpreting anything to do with Māori. The ACT leader claimed he was drawing support from some Māori for his treaty principles bill, despite a hostile reaction during the forum session and boos during his contribution to the Waitangi Day Dawn service prayers. Mr. Shortland says Mr. Seymour's case is based on a mistranslation of the phrase arato taonga katoa, which he takes to mean everybody else's right.
Māori 101 will tell you the voice of the treaty is the voice of the Crown. That's the Crown speaking to Māori. If the Crown meant it was for everybody else, that word would not be rato, that word would be tato. And if the Crown was saying, I intend to be the boss of everything, then that word would have been mata.
Waihoroi Shortland says Mr. Seymour is showing the same difficulty interpreting what was put to him at Waitangi in any language. It's 61 years since 15 people from across Ngāti Whātua ki Kaipara died when their bus crashed off the Brenduin Hill while returning from Waitangi Day commemorations. Ngāti Whātua queer Dame Nadia Glavish says she was supposed to be on the bus with her mother, but in the end they didn't go because there was only one seat available. She says the people were excited about going up to see Queen Elizabeth II and the Duke of Edinburgh attend the festivities.
We had a Kalamadua said when he shook the hand of the Queen, he was going to put a glove on it and nobody else will ever touch his hand again. We lost him in the accident.
Dame Nadia Glavish says all the two pāpaku were taken to Rewiti Marae near Waimauku for the tangihanga, as most of them came from the lower Kaipara. On other news, rongoā practitioners will gather at Napier's War Memorial Centre for a Ngāti Kahungunu Māori and Indigenous Hauora, Rongoā and Wellbeing Symposium. There's 36 workshops over the 3 days, with Kai Kōrero speaking about their mahi and romiromi, mirimiri, panipani and other medicinal practices. Leina Hokianga Pauaka from Kaimiri Healing, which is co-sponsoring the event, says organisers went looking for rongoā Māori kaimahi from Te Mahia to Wairarapa.
I said, you come for you. You know our people because you're on the ground. You're doing the mahi. So you know the kōrero. You feel it, you hear it, and you see it. So I've just left it up to every individual who is gracing their presence to share and deliver in the way that they know how.
Leina Hokianga Pauaka says rongoā has been a part of reclaiming the Māori culture and was stripped from her mother and grandparents' generation. And that's your Wātea English News.